KROYC Brook Houston. Welcome to Access Houston. Keeping you connected to our community. Access Houston on Boom 92. Boom 92. Classic hip hop.
Good Sunday morning. You're listening to Access Houston. I'm your host, KG Smooth. Proud to have in the studio with me a group of folks. I don't know if you've heard of I'm Just Gaming 2015. Well, I have the project manager, Mr. Sylvester Brown, is in the building along with Diane Waters and Ebony Davis. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, Mr. Brown, tell us about I'm Just Gaming in 2015. Like, what is this about?
Let me sort of, KG, tell you the birth of where it all comes from.
Okay, tell me the birth of it, bro.
The Martin Luther King Memorial Project is basically the umbrella of which we bring these wonderful programs as we extend our hand to the various outreach programs in a collaborative effort to support the legacy and the history and life of Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King. We are one of very few Martin Luther King Memorial plazas in the entire country. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, many people do not know that the very first Martin Luther King parade that was ever celebrated in the entire country was done right here in Houston.
Really?
January 21st of 1978. Dr. King's father was the parade grand marshal, and it was the very first recorded, taped, and everything that's available for those who might contest that this was not the very first parade. But anyway, moving on, finally after 34 years, we finally have through Mr. Ovi Duncantel, who is the CEO and founder of the Black Heritage Society, through his perseverance and commitment that he made to Dr. King's dad, Daddy King, we now have a Martin Luther King Memorial, and not only a memorial, a complete plaza, beautiful plaza, that sits in Southeast Houston at the corner of Martin Luther King Boulevard and Old Spanish Trail. Mm-hmm. So under that memorial project, we seek to educate our kids to understand exactly and have the education and history of who Dr. King was, because many of them, for the few that know a little about Dr. King, think he was only a civil rights leader, when right. Dr. King was much, much more than that. So coming to now, the project, Martin Luther King Memorial Project, is a collaborative effort to extend our hands out to various organizations, outreach programs, to continue to educate our kids about the life, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King through mainly education. So the STEMS project, science, technology, and engineering, and math, was, since that's a part of Common Core, that was the very first item that we wanted to address to start bringing in the kids of our community so they could be educated. So the STEM project, Ms. Davis, Ebony Davis, who is the education director of the Martin Luther King Memorial Project. We were just so excited to have someone of her caliber, okay, that was able to put together our very first STEM challenge program. And without further ado, I want to go ahead and let, at this point, let Ms. Davis tell you about the exciting video STEM challenge that they're doing right now.
Yes, yes. Please tell us about this STEM challenge. What is STEM? Is it an acronym? Does it stand for anything?
Yes, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, as Mr. Brown noted. And I'm just very excited about the actual project itself. Mm-hmm. You know, what do kids do every day?
They sit and they either on a computer or they're on some game console such as the Xbox or the PlayStation 3, 4, 5 or, you know, something.
Yes.
That has to do with technology.
Right.
Instead of being out in the streets playing like we used to when we were growing up. But that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Uh-huh. So I said, why don't I give them what they like versus forcing them to do something that they don't like? So I came up with a STEM challenge. It is the I'm Just Gaming video STEM challenge, and it allows them to, you know, still meet the Common Core, which is, you know, project-based learning, where they have an opportunity to investigate, design, plan, create, evaluate, and also collaborate with other peers. So there's actually three parts to the challenge. There is a physical part where these children, they will go find, they will have found objects and they will design a video game. a playable video game based off of just everyday objects. So that's the physical part. And then they have a written part where they tell how they went about the found objects that they're using, mm-hmm. which again, found objects is just general everyday objects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you come up with this design? You know, what is it that you built? And then they have the actual technical part where they're introduced to GameStar Mechanic, which is the platform that they will go through online, and they will complete the technical part of the challenge where they will go through various missions. They will earn various sprites, resources as they go through their missions on this online mission challenge for the technical part of the design, video design. And once they reach the end of their mission, then they will be allowed to design their own video game.
Oh, wow.
So, again, I'm very excited about it.
This is brilliant.
And it also promotes rigorous learning.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and again, it gives the students the opportunity to collaborate.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on video games? You know, there have been, I won't say conflicting research, but, you know, in the past I've seen where, you know, it says playing video games increases better high eye-hand coordination. And, you know, critical thinking and all of that. And from an educational standpoint, what is your take on video games?
Well, I have to admit, I'm kind of old school. Mm-hmm. I look young, but I'm a lot older than what I look.
Yes, you do look very young.
Thank you. But I was against it at first. But when I actually listened to what the children want, you know, you have to listen to what captures them.
Yeah.
And when you begin to understand what captures them, then you begin to develop those type of programs. I guess somewhat meet a compromise where they're doing something fun, but at the same time learning. You know, my cousins, they would come home and they would play Black Ops and, you know, Grand Theft Auto, you know, and I guess that's okay. It, you know, those games can be a little violent. But you have to introduce them into new avenues. If you don't know better, you cannot do better. So they have to be empowered to do better. They have to feel like they're in the seat of power. So what way to give them power? To just hand the tools and resources over to them to allow them to design their own video game. And who knows where this can take them, you know, into engineering. And again, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, all those points are being taught throughout this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're just very excited about it.
This is very exciting. When will this be taking place? When does it kick off, or is it an ongoing program? Let's get into the specifics of that. Or would you like to touch on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, first of all, let me quickly jump in and say this, KG. The STEM Challenge is going on right now as we speak. Ms. Waters will tell you a little more about the administrative side of it, but of course, the challenge is going on right now. Anyone or kids, what have you, she'll tell you, Ms. Waters will tell you about some of the details in as much as registering, you know, what is required. But the STEM challenge goes on as we speak. MLK, STEM, STM, challenge.org. You can go on as registration, as rules, every detail that involves how you get involved to compete in the STEM Challenge is available on the website. So I would encourage those to do so. Of course, the deadline is the 20th of February. Okay. So we're hoping that, you know, that we have 50, 100 schools, students to go in and register, but we can only have 24 that's going to be able to compete. So we'll go into a lottery. If we get, say, 30, 40, 50 schools, we'll go into a lottery, and there'll be a lottery draw, okay, that would determine who's going to participate. Of course, the various areas are north, south, east, and west are the regions. Okay. So we're so excited. But I'll go ahead and let Ms. Waters, who is the administrator and a science a major, she's working as administrator here to tell you some additional items.
Yeah, Mrs. Waters, welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. And again, I'm very excited because, again, kids are really competitive.
Yes.
Kids, they like to challenge. They like to be able to compete with one another just to for the props, you know.
Yeah.
So but one thing we have to look at, we look at robotics, we think about technology, you know, and just wonder in maze and awe, how do they make such and such like this? But these are engineer majors who usually create robots and products like that. Mm-hmm. And the technology day is really, really expanding and growing. And again, for these kids to be a part of that, I mean, I believe they're going to end up making history.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like I said, that this is going to really spread broad everywhere. And again, it's going to motivate kids to participate and get involved over and over and over and be looking for the next challenge. So, and I tell students, when I used to teach math and science, I tell students, look in the paper, you know, for the job demand. Engineers are always in demand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, science majors, again, mathematics, these are awesome. And again, you know, we're asking students to get involved of every nationality, every creed, every ethnic group. You know, we just want them to come together and work together as a team. And we need the students to motivate the teachers and the principals, because again, we know that they're going to be proud of the students regardless. And again, if the principal and the teachers are able to go and take this trip as well, you never know what new challenges and what new opportunities will come after this. So again, you know, please visit the website. You know, we have a phone number. And again, let me just give you the website for you to be able to go online and apply. And we do have, you know, a deadline. But again, we want you to take the time, like I said, to really take this seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, we have a grand prize. These kids get to go to Washington, D.C. and visit the White House and Congress. You know, they even have Frederick Douglass home there, you know. All expense paid.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
And then the second place runner-ups will get a chance to go to Fiesta, Texas, Six Flags, all expense paid. So again, these are opportunities, whatever, that some kids might not have the opportunity otherwise. But please, please call the phone number at 713-400-1315. Again, that's 713-400-1315, and please visit the website where you can register at www.mlkstemchallenge.org. Again, that's www.mlkstemchallenge.org. We're excited and we're looking for you guys to get on board and come and join us in this great opportunity.
Now, is there a certain criteria that the students or has to make in order to be involved?
No, there's not a certain criteria that the school will have to fit. They just have to be willing.
Okay.
Come with their game face on. I'm just gaming, be enthusiastic, and just have that will-do attitude.
Okay.
Well, to give a little more detail to add to that, in other words, a student just can't register, okay, and become a part of the challenge.
Okay.
You have to have a sponsoring teacher.
Okay.
At that school. And we are hopeful that that sponsoring teacher would be either science, technology, or engineering and math teacher to be the supervising teacher. You know, when you're dealing with young kids, 11 to 13 years old, and they're working in groups, they have to have supervision.
Absolutely.
And they have to, in that supervision, there has to be a document, there has to be detail, they have to be supervised in as much as working together, because there's timelines. There's a due date that all of the various components are due. And they have to meet those timelines. So those kids who might be listening, who may call in or go to the website, thereafter you have to go to your school. You have to say, talk to your principal. You have to talk to your teacher and say, hey, listen, we want to participate in this challenge. It gives us an opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. Should we win first place or to Fiesta, Texas? And Ms. Johnson, I want to participate. So can you get us registered? Because a teacher has to register the students. There's only so many spots that we have in as much as registrations. 24 schools are eligible.
Mm-hmm.
There may be 50 schools, as I indicated earlier, that may register. If so, we'll have a lottery draw. But it boils down to 24 schools. Each one of those teams are made up of four students with two alternates.
Okay.
And we took
Mr.
those
Brown,
alternates.
You're answering my questions. Get out of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already answering the next question
those,
I was going
to
ask.
We figured, say, we have to have alternates because, you know, sometimes, you know, little John has to be disciplined. And his mom might choose to take him out and no, you can't, his grades, you know, it's just
right.
A number of things. So we, you know, looking, being prepared for those, we wanted to make sure that we have
two alternates, and those two alternates get a chance to ride the same travel, go to Washington, D.C., just like the other four did.
That is incredible.
And we have a lot of companies that are on board with us. We have Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. We have Councilmember City Council Dwight Boykins. We have other companies, you know, oil companies and other great companies, whatever, that take education just as seriously as we do and want to be a part of this program. So, again, we have sponsorships for anybody that's listening out there. If, you know, if you're not a teacher, you know, if you're not a student, but you want to be a part of this great opportunity to give back to the students, because we believe that you believe like we do that education is critical.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be a part and be a sponsor, any company that's listening out here, we ask you also to log into the website, because you can get the information there to determine what type of sponsor you want to be. We need you. We need your support. We need your help. We need all your endeavors to help us make this program a very big success. And again, we have other great opportunities coming down the pipeline, but we need all those companies that value education. I'll just say quickly, when I was in Colorado and teaching, I actually typed up a letter and I sent it out to companies, and we asking them if they would allow their employee, which would be the mother of any child, to be able to take off 5 days out of the month with pay, so that they can be there at the schools with their child. We would make sure we have the proper documentation. But again, this alleviates parents from not being involved with their child's life because, you know, economic reasons, what have you, they can't participate. But it's so important that parents work with their children, you know. And so again, we ask some parents too to encourage his teachers to sign up for this also, because again, you know, parents like to be proud of their children, and we know they can do it. You know, these kids nowadays, I mean, you know, we didn't have access to internet when I was in college. That was 100 years ago. But again, you know, these kids have so many things, you know, accessible to them, so we expect them to do a great job. We don't expect any failure at all. So again, we just need the companies to be sponsors to get on board with us. And, you know, again, any other politician, we don't turn down any help from anyone. So we're asking everybody that hear this program, please participate and help make this success for us.
Now, as an educator, I want to ask you, are we reaching the criteria what am I trying to say here? Let me get my thoughts together. Are the kids being taught the correct things to advance further in technology and in math and in science nowadays? Because we're in a very, very, you know, technological battle with other countries. You know, America has kind of fallen by the wayside. Is enough being done to educate our kids to be ready for the future in technology, engineering, you know,
well,
and science?
I'll let Ms. Davis do a lot of, because she's currently teaching and she deals with the elementary kids. I don't have a lot of patience for young kids because I would take
middle school
kids. I just take it so serious. I'm kind of hard on my students, you know, when I was teaching. But I will say this. Here in America, kids complain about the hours. You know, even some parents, they complain about the hours that the kids are in school. If you go to other countries like Japan, they're in school 6 days a week. You know, Saturday is a regular school day. But you can see the technology that these other countries are putting out there in the world. So we have to do more to be able to compete with these other countries and stuff, with these other kids or whatever. The ones that come to the United States usually are in the top 10%. You know, they take tests or whatever that covers all 12 years, you know. So it's a very, very small percentage of those that get to come here. But again, we as Americans have to do more to get our kids up to par. And again, and that's why, like I said, focusing on STEM is so important, because again, technology, you hear the President Obama talk so much about technology, they being able to compete with other countries, you know.
Right,
so,
and STEM is the future.
Exactly.
Miss Diana, the future is STEM. Mm-hmm. Everything is global.
Yes.
You have to be global minded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our education system is now at the point where everyone is starting to realize where STEM is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, as Diane said, I am a current educator. So mm-hmm. right where I am, my school, they take it very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is, you know, STEM driven. It's all about project based learning and gearing our children, preparing them to be global leaders and go on and get jobs in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. And as I started off, when we, you know, started off the radio show, I said, you know, it teaches them to investigate. It takes them through the design cycle, you know, investigate, design, plan, create, and evaluate, you know. So that is very important for students to be able to recognize a problem, form a hypothesis, and then come up with a solution. So to directly answer your question, I think that, yes, this country, our educational system is moving in the correct direction. And we're giving our kids and we're equipping them with the knowledge that they need to move forward in this 21st century global world.
Absolutely. I love the title of this. I'm Gaming 2015. Who came up with
I'm
that?
I'm Just Gaming.
What Ms. Davis came up with, I'm Just Gaming. She came up with, I thought it was exciting when we initially brought it to thought in as much as what would we name it that would be exciting. So she said, I'm just gaming, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of things. I'm just saying and I'm just this and that. So I'm just gaming was perfect. And then I decided to say, well, when she said, I'm just gaming, I said, you can too. Okay. so that was our tagline. For basically putting that title, I'm just gaming, and then at the bottom you see you can too. So we want all those kids to participate and understand that they can game too. They can build a video game.
Well, kids know for sure about gaming, period, or whatever, you know. But you know, they know what game on teachers
what
or whatever.
Game
you know,
and
kids, actually, it just amazes me because when I used to teach even for Harris County Juvenile Probation, you know, I wouldn't allow my students to sag in my classroom, and I would just say, sweetheart, pull your pants up. You know, I don't want to see your underwear. I'm sure you don't want to see mine. Miss Wheeler, I do want to see your underwear, you know. So these kids, like I said, but that's what you're talking about. They mind is usually, we think that they on this level, but these kids' mind are far greater than what it is. But yeah. I also want to say, too, I think Mr. Brown here is being a little modest. You know, he has a radio show himself or whatever, and his name of his show is I'm Just Saying. You know, so.
Okay,
and it's a great show because you can come on there and just say whatever you want to say. You know, I'm just saying, you know, we use that cliche all the time. Well, I'm just saying, you know, so that and I'm just gaming, I thought were two awesome cliches to come up with or whatever. So again, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to work with Miss Ebony Davis and with Mr. Sylvester Brown in this project. And again, we're expecting a great success. We know it's going to be successful.
Yes,
so we just need you to jump on board.
I know it's going to be a success too. We are challenging all of the students to bug your teacher, your math, science teacher, your technical teacher, technology teacher, if that is that even?
Science, technology, Engineering
and
math.
Yes, the STEM program, this I'm Just Gaming 2015 is going to be, I feel it, that is going to be a success. So once again, all of the information where people need to go, parents need to go, or the teachers, the students, all of that, give it to us one more time.
They can go to the website, www.mlksstemchallenge.org. That's www.mlkstemchallenge.org. And the contact number is 713-400-1315.
And also, they just can go on and click on to either Boom 92, 97.9 The Box, a Magic 102. All of the information is available via Radio 1 stations here, local stations here. And once again, I want to express how thankful and excited we are to have official sponsors.
Yeah.
Like Radio 1, who's always constantly doing things in our neighborhood and in our community to increase the awareness of the family needs and our community needs. You know, we have a number of sponsors. You know, Citgo is a very, very, has been a wonderful sponsor for us, along with some of the other companies. So we want to encourage, because science, technology, engineering and math give a young person, especially those in middle school, an opportunity to pursue a future that would take care of them and their families. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, we believe that corporate responsibility has an opportunity at the doorstep of every home to show their responsibility by assisting and giving these young people an opportunity and a chance to go on to get into a career, okay, that will lead them into a wonderful, happy, and prosperous future. So once again, I want to thank Radio One for being an official sponsor and being able to extend this hand, this reach, out to our community to make them aware of what our needs are in the community.
And I want to thank you all for coming through, Mr. Sylvester Brown, who is the project manager for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Project, Ms. Diana Waters, Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Project Program Administrator, and Ms. Ebony Davis, who is the Education Director for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Project. It is I'm Just Gaming 2015. Log on to the website, give them a call, man. This is going to be, I can't wait to hear about the follow-up from this program. This is going to be huge. And thank you all for coming by, stopping by this morning.
You're welcome. And we might take you as one with the grand prize winners.
Well, hey, how about it? I would love to go to the White House. Yes. I will hold you all to that. Okay. Thank you all so much. And you are listening to Access Houston.
Thank you for listening to Access Houston. Want your community event or nonprofit organization considered for a conversation on Access Houston? Email us at myboom92@gmail.com. Put Access Houston in the subject line. More classic hip-hop is next on the new Boom 92.